अभी हमें गान गाएंगे लोचनदास ठाकुर। लोचनदास ठाकुर चैतन्य महाप्रभु के जीवनी जिन्होंने लिखा, तीन महान कवि है, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी लिखा चैतन्य चरितामृत, वृंदावन दास ठाकुर लिखा चैतन्य भागवत, और लोचनदास ठाकुर ने लिखा चैतन्य मंगल। बहुत बड़ा कवि है, तो उनका एक गाना गाएंगे का नाम कैसेट में, बहुत अच्छा है, बहुत अच्छा है। परम करुण पहुदे जाना नितय गौर चंद, परम करुणा बहुत जाना अवतार सरशिर मणि केवल आनंद अवतार सरशिर मणि केवल
शनोदी द्वारे सुनी जा रो गुण गाथा।
শঙ্করী মরিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া শিবরে নহি লয়া
শঙ্করী মরিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া শিবরে নহি লয়া
সংসারে মরিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া শিবরে নহি লয়া
সংসারে মরিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া শিবরে নহি লয়া
আপন কর্ম ভুলায় সমন কহিল চল সমন কহিল পরম করুণ কহল হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টং স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপকদামহ্যম দদাতি সপদান্তিকম্ বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরুঃ শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সগ্রজাতম সগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম স্বাদ্বৈতম সবদুতম পরিজনসহিতম কৃষ্ণচৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধাকৃষ্ণপাদাম সগণ ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনী নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবী গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণী নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাৎপদশতারিণী হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতি গোপীশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণামামি হরিত্রী বঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্য বৈষ্ণবেভ্য নমো নমঃ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাচার্য গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে দিস সং ইজ রিটেন বাই সচ্চিদানন্দ বাই লোচন দাস ঠাকুর সো মেনি ফেমাস পোয়েট নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর ভক্তিমত ঠাকুর আর লোচন দাস ঠাকুর থ্রি পোয়েট ইজ মোস্ট ফেমাস ইন রাইটিং বৈষ্ণব সং লোচন দাস ঠাকুর সো দিস সং ইজ ভেরি নাইস দিস ইজ गौर नित्यानंद महिमा कृपा मत्स्याप श्री गौर नित्यानंद। This song is also sung by Srila Prabhupada in a very nice spiritual tune. Paramo Karuna Pahu Durijana. Pahu means Lord. There's two Lords. One Chaitanya Nityananda. The Paramo Karuna. Param means supremely. Karuna means merciful. They are very merciful. Paramo Karuna. Pahu Durijana. Who are they? Nitai Gaura Chandra. Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Prabhu, they are so merciful. Shava Avatar Sharo Shiramani, Kavali Ananda Kanda. Shava Avatar Sharo Shiramani, their essence of all incarnation. Sar. Shava Avatar Sharo Shiramani. Shiramani means? Sheep means topmost part of the body is sheath, head. And moni? Moni? Like the jewels in the crown. The topmost part. This is the topmost part. Sharo Shiramani. Gauranga Nityananda is the? Crest jewel of all incarnation. Essence of all incarnation. Kevalo Ananda Kanda. Why? Kevalo Ananda Kanda. Keval means only. Ananda Kanda. Kanda means root. Root of all joy, bliss. They're only like in other incarnations. Ramchandra is fighting. It's not so joyful thing. But also, Krishna also killed so many demons. Not joyful. But Nityananda Chaitanya always hands up, dancing. Always dancing. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottam. Krishna is Lila Purushottam. And these two incarnations, Prem Purushottam. This is Prem. This is doing Prem. Krishna is doing Lila. But here Nityananda is distributing Lila. Like if you eat Gulab Jamun, how many you can eat? 5, 10, 20? But if you distribute, you can distribute innumerable kind. So Krishna is Lila Purushottam, he is doing so many Lilas. But Nityananda Guru is Udarja Lila, Udarjam Udar. He is magnanimously distributing. Kevala Ananda, only bliss. They introduce the process of chanting and dancing. That is simply joyful. This Krishna consciousness, chanting, dancing and feasting, but three things. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Who will not like this? Chanting, dancing and feasting. When people dance? Due to misery? No. People are dancing means they are happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's woman, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In Krishna's Leela, if gopis want to go to meet with Krishna, so many obstacles from their family. Still they are going. And even today people are criticizing, why these ladies are going to Krishna? But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, everybody is joining. Hare, nobody is claiming. Everybody is, oh, let's go. Hare
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
केवल आनंद कंद ओनली ओनली जय। दैट इज व्हाई इफ वी गेट दिस टाइप ऑफ मर्सीफुल लॉर्ड व्हाट वी शुड डू भजो भजो भाई ओ ब्रदर्स आई रिक्वेस्ट यू जस्ट वर्शिप हाँ लॉर्ड चैतन्य निताय भजो भजो भाई चैतन्य निताय ओ ब्रदर्स आई हम्बली रिक्वेस्ट यू जस्ट वर्शिप चैतन्य नित्यानंद हाउ सुदृढ़ विश्वास करी उथ फार्म कन्विक्शन सुदृढ़ विश्वास करी विषय छाड़िया शिरसे मजिया एंड वन थिंग इट गिव अप योर मटेरियल हैप्पीनेस विषय छाड़िया and Shirase Modiya in absorb him that transcendental mellow and simply chant Hari 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 Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Bas Dekho Re Bhai O Brothers Please see Tribhuvane Nai Heaven earthly planet in and lower planetary system is three planets upper middle and lower in three planets tribhuvane nai there is no one dekho re oh brothers please see in this three planetary system there is no one emono dayalo data emono like this
donor
data dayalo data means
merciful donor
merciful donor त्रिभुवने देयर इज नो वन नो कंपैरिजन दैट इज व्हाई रूप गोस्वामी एड्रेस देम
महावदन्य
महावदन्य महावदन्य मींस
मोस्ट मैग्निफिसेंट
मोस्ट मैग्निफिसेंट मैग्नानिमस हां द क्वालिटी ऑफ अ डोनर डिपेंड्स अपॉन टू थिंग्स द क्वालिटी ऑफ अ डोनर डिपेंड्स टू थिंग्स हाउ मच कॉस्टली थिंग ही इज डोनेटिंग And another thing, in how much price he is giving? Two donors. One is distributing potato and one is distributing gold. who is magnanimous?
Gold.
And one donor is giving material happiness and one donor is giving spiritual happiness. Who is the bigger?
Spiritual.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving what? Spiritual happiness. So that means there is no comparison with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving the highest thing. So that means he is the biggest donor. Now another consideration, in which price he is giving. Like somebody in giving potato is giving 1 kg, some are 20 kg. Who is good?
20
rupees per kg and 1 rupee per kg.
1
per kg.
And somebody is giving freely. Who is one? Not somebody is giving freely. Somebody is coming in the door. Hari Bol. I got some potato. Do you want to take? Who is more merciful?
He
is giving the costly thing and at the same time giving freely, not freely, giving by begging. Please accept, please accept. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna prem, topmost thing, and is giving freely. That is why he is most magnanimous, Mahavadanna. Dekho re bhai, tribhuvane nai, emono dayalo data. So what do you think? By hearing this type of story, what happens? Pushupaki jhure, the birds and beasts are crying. How it is possible? How it is possible to so magnanimous? How it is possible? By hearing the pastimes, they are crying. Birds and beasts are crying. How it is possible? Pushupaki jhure, pashan bidare, the mountain stones become cracked.
by hearing their glory. Pushupaki jure, jure means crying. Jure means cry. Pushupaki jure, pashan vidore. Stone cracks, mountain cracks, hills cracks. Shunijar guno gatha. By simply by hearing their transcendental glory. But what is my misfortune? I am absorbed in material world. Sangsare majiya. Majami. Majiya. In absorbed in material happiness, sangsare majiya rohili poriya. I remain. Rohili poriya means remain. I absorb in material world. Sipade nohilo ash. I have no desire or attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Sangsare pariya rohili majiya. I am entrapped by sense gratification. Sangsar means sense gratification. I am entrapped. Why? Since I have no attraction to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Since I have no attachment, as I am hungry, I have no sweet thing, that is why I will take nimbu juice. I am thirsty now. Nothing in front of me. What will I drink? One glass of nimbu juice, I will drink that. But if I have some other fruit juice, will I drink nimbu juice? If I am a diabetic. So as I have no attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, that is why I am entrapped in sense gratification. Sangsare majiya rohili poriya shepade nahilo ash. Apuno karma bhunjaya shamano. Shaman means Jamraj. Jamraj, Bhunjaya. Bhunjaya means? Bhunjan means? Bhokkarna. Bhunjan means? Bhunjate tito aham papa. Je pachanti atma karana. Bhunjan means?
Eat.
Yeah, Bhokkarna. Bhunjan means? Bhokkarna means?
Gratification.
Sense gratification, that means bhog. But if you are getting some punishment, that is also
bhog.
That is also bhog. He is giving me some punishment. Dukkha bhog. And suffering. He has me suffering. Dukkha bhog means I am suffering. In the same way, apuno karma bhunjaya shamano. I am suffering for my own misdeed. It is not Jamraj's mistake. Jamraj is giving my result only, that's all. I did commit some mistake, that is Jamraj is giving this punishment. It is my mistake, not Jamraj's mistake. Kahoy Lochan Das. Lochan Das is saying, so wonderful, son. So that is what should we do? Take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Taking shelter means? Hearing the instruction. Taking shelter, no, I don't like you, but I take your shelter. No. Taking shelter means accepting the instruction. What is the instruction? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam regarding this Naam, how Naam is so powerful. In Bhagavatam, 5th canto, there are so many explanations of hellish planetary systems. So many hell, this description of so many hells, especially 28 hells. Rourav, Maharourav,
বজ্রকণ্টক শালমলি কুম্ভীপাক অয়োপান পয়ত দিস টাইপ অফ সো মেনি নেমস সো আফটার হিয়ারিং অল দিস থিংস ফ্রম সুখদেব গোস্বামী পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ বিকাম ফ্রাইটেন্ড ও সো মাচ সাফারিং হাউ দি পিপল দ্য ডিভোটিস হার্ট ইজ সো সফট বাই হিয়ারিং নো বডি গেট প্লেজার লাইক বাই সিং দি রেসলিং ম্যাচ দ্য আসুরি ডিমোনিয়াক মেন্টালিটি পিপল উইল গেট প্লেজার আই ওয়াজ লাইক দ্যাট হ্যাঁ আই ওয়ান্ট টু সি রেসলিং আই ওয়াজ সো নাইস দ্য ডিমোনিক মেন্টালিটি বাই সিইং দি ফাইট রেসলিং উই গেটিং ইনজাম So devotee will not get that ever. So Parikshit Maharaj after hearing the suffering in the hellish planetary system, he asked Parikshit Maharaj, how they can deliver? What will happen? Okay, people natural propensity to commit mistake. If they are getting punishment in that way, what is the hope of the deliverance? Then Parikshit Shukdev Goswami explaining the glory of name. By chanting Krishna's name, they will deliver. For explaining that, he gave one nice story. What is the story? Ajamil story. Ajamil. Ajamil. You will not get this type of any other example, only one example, Amil. So only one person in the history, Ajamil. Ajamil. And Aja. Aja means? Aja, those who are not take part. So no person will take part in this way. The, what happens in Ajamil's history, the only one example. That Ajamil, the history of Ajamil was a pious Brahman. But once upon a time when he was one walking, he saw a Shudra is enjoying with a prostitute. By seeing that, his mind became polluted. Then he also wanted to enjoy that prostitute. That is why scripture says, don't see this type of things. Oh, I am not doing. What is the problem if I see? I am not doing. The problem is that if you see, you will be attacked. Bhagavad Gita says, Sangat Sangjayate Kama. If you see, then the chance of development of getting it. And if you don't get it, what will happen? Krodh. Why I will not get it? And if some obstruction is krodh, then Krodhat Bhavati Shamano. Why is preventing me? No, I get this. Krodhat Bhavati Shamma. And Shammat Siddhi Vibhrama. No, if I will not get him, I will throw acid in her mouth. Shamma. And what will happen? সম্মত স্মৃতি বিভ্রম স্মৃতি ভ্রংসাৎ বুদ্ধি নাশ বুদ্ধি নাশ প্রণশ সো ফ্রম হোয়ার ইট স্টার্টস সিম্পলি বাই সিং সংঘাত সংজায়ে কাম সো দ্যাট ইজ ওয়াই উই শুড নট সি দিস টাইপ অফ থিংস নট অনলি দ্যাট উই শুড নট সি লোয়ার অ্যানিমালস লোয়ার থিংস অলসো হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স ইফ ইউ সি লোয়ার থিংস What will happen? The sense of enjoying that will develop. Oh, he is inferior to me. Better I enjoy him or her. But if you see higher thing, then the mood of respect, service will come. So, this Ajamil, when he saw the prostitute. Then he want to enjoy her also. Then after some days he married the prostitute and he
We got 10 sons. And he got last one, yeah, he got at the age of 80. And he kept his name as he was pious. Fortunately, he kept his name Narayan. And he kept his name Narayan. He was so affectionate with the youngest son. So, in his old age, he's going to die. When this message in the account book of Jamraj, so this person should come now. So Jamraj sends a messenger, bring his turn come now. So Jamraj came, Jamdut came. So they tied him with ropes in different. This is Ajamil, this is Jamdutas. He tied him, he want to take them. Can you see this picture? This Ajamil is in the deathbed. The Jamdut comes, he tied, and they want to drag his soul from his body. And by seeing there, he's so afraid. Narayan, Narayan, he's calling his youngest son. Because when we are in fearful condition, we seek some help from dear master one. So that is why he called his youngest son Narayan. But from the Vaikuntha lok, the Vishnudut heart, somebody is calling Narayan. Somebody is calling Narayan. They immediately come. See another example. Three Jamdut come, but Vishnudut come four. For one person, four Vishnudut comes. So they come and they say, why are you taking him? So Jamdut say, no, he is our man. He is so criminal here. There is no pious activity in his account. Vishnudut say, no, he is our man. So there is a great fight with Vishnudut and Jamdut. So naturally Jamdut defeated. They went back. But they upset. Why? What is our mistake? They went to their master, Jamraj. Then they said to Jamraj, our dear Lord Jamraj, how many controllers in this world? We know you are the only controller and we are your servant. So how many controllers in this world? Naturally. So you send us to bring, but somebody come, who is that person? Who is that guy? How many controllers and rulers in this material world? How many causes are responsible for manifesting the various results of activities performed under the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajo and Tamo? If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize each other and no one will be punished or rewarded. If many rulers, what will happen? Somebody says no, punish him, and somebody says no, risk him, forgive him. So nobody will get punishment. That is in one kingdom, only one king. If in our country, two presidents, what will happen? No higher is two leaders. Have you heard any country there is two presidents? No. If there are two presidents, many minds, many minds. Conflict will be there. If Mahaprabhu, we made him president of America, he can run the America. But if we make Obama and Bush together president, unable to maintain. One month they cannot maintain America. But if we make Mahaprabhu their president, he can maintain. He's one person. Everybody follow him. So in organizing any institution, if you make two presidents, two person, it will not function. So that is it. Jamdudu said, how many rulers are there? If so many rulers, then there will be no punishment or reward, nothing will be there. Otherwise, if their contrary acts fail to neutralize each other, everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. The Jamdudas again continued. Since there are many different karmis or workers, there may be different judges or rulers to give them justice. But just as one central emperor controls different departmental rulers, there might be one supreme controller to guide all the judges. Jamdudu said, okay, there may be so many rulers, so many justice, but at least one supreme ruler should be there. So we know that you are supreme. Somebody, then who is supreme? There is doubt. The supreme justice must be one, not many. It was understanding that you are that supreme judge and that you have jurisdiction even over the demigods. Our impression was that you are the master of all living entities, the supreme authority who discriminates between the pious and impious activities of all human beings. But now we see that the punishment ordained under your authority is no longer effective. Since your order has been transgressed by four wonderful and perfect persons, we are bringing the most sinful Ajamil towards the hellish planets, following your order. When those beautiful persons from Siddhaloka forcibly cut the knots of the ropes with which we are arresting him, as soon as the sinful Ajamil uttered the name of Narayan, these four beautiful men immediately arrived and reassured him, saying, don't fear, we wish to know about them from your lordship. If you think we are able to understand them, kindly describe who they are. Who is asking?
Jamraj.
To whom?
Jamraj.
Jamraj is saying, my dear servants, you have accepted me as the supreme, but factually, I am not. Above me and above all other demigods, including Indra and Chandra, is the one supreme master and controller. The partial manifestation of his personality are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Brahma is creating, Shiva is maintaining, Vishnu is maintaining and Shiva is destroying. These are also his partial incarnation. So there is only one supreme controller, he is Krishna. So Bhagavatam is here. But those that Bhagavat reciter, they don't know what is they reciting. So how the Muslims and Christians are converting Hindus? They are saying, their trick is like Christians, Englishmen. They come here and they translate Bhagavan and Devata as both is God. Bhagavan is separate word, Devata is separate word. And Englishmen come and translate it God, both is God. And those are so-called educated, they know, they learn English and they want to see the scripture through English language. Fool and rascal want to see the sun through torchlight. These fool and the rascals want to understand Vedic scripture through English language. God means Bhagavan, God means Devata. And they explain this, God means that Devata, Bhagavan, everything is God. Everybody got. And not everybody. And some rascals in West Bengal, they say everybody is got. Everybody is got. Bhurve shammuke tomar sari kota khujichu Isha. You are God, I am God, dog is God, everybody God, except Krishna. He said, what is the use of going to the temple? God is everywhere, except temple. These are the fools and rascals. So, no, controller, supreme controller one. Then he is Krishna. The Jamdut is understood, no, our Jamraj is the supreme controller. But Jamraj said, no, I am not the controller. I am on departmental head. Different ministers are departmental heads. Devatas are different departmental heads. Vitta Mantri, Finance Minister Lakshmi Devi. Education Minister Saraswati Devi. Different ministers. But Prime Minister is one. Just as the driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead also control everybody through Satya Raja Tama Trigun. Just a man controls his control the bullock cart, the bulls through ropes. In the same way, Supreme Controller, he controls everybody through ropes. Gunas. Brahma is the incarnation of Rajagun. Vishnu is the incarnation of Satyagun. And Shiva is the incarnation of Tamo, mode of ignorance. Jamraj saying, I myself, Indra, who is the king of heaven, Nirriti, Borun, Chandra, Agni, Shiv, Pavan, Brahma, Shura, Vashus, Shaddas, Marut, Rudras, Shiddas, Marichi, and other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, different in charge. As well as the best of the demigods headed by Brihaspati and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, all are certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. As the different limbs of the body cannot see this, see the eye. So, as the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as the supreme soul of everyone's heart. Different limbs cannot see the eye. That part of the body, he cannot see the eye. No part of the body cannot see the eye. Eye can see everything. So, as different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as super soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of the words, can the living entity ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including illusory energy, Maya. He has his form, qualities, features, pastimes, and similarly his other careers, the Vaishnavas, who are very beautiful, possesses bodily features, transcendental qualities, and the transcendental nature amongst like his. they always wander within the world with full independence. The order carrier of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigod, possesses wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from mice rejection. Who is saying?
Jamraj.
Jamraj saying they escape from my jurisdiction also. There is no, they are not under my jurisdiction. As well as from natural disturbance like earthquake, famine, it will not affect a devotee. So many big accidents, devotee escape. So many instances. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then their mind may come, then who is the real, what is the religion? Then Jamraj said, dharma tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is dharma, what is the religion?
Instruction.
Dharma tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. Huh? There are so many laws in India also. Who made this?
Government of India.
Dharma tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. Not others. Like now, question may come, okay, Bhagavad, dharma is the order given by Lord. But who knows that law? Then Jamraj said, there is 12 authority. They are called Mahajan. They are Shayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Vishwa, Bolir, Vaya, Shaki, Bhayam. There are 12 persons, their authority of religion. Who are they? Shayambhu. Shayambhu means Brahma. Narada, Narada. Shambhu, Shiv. Shayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumar, four Kumaras. Shanak, Sananda, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar. Four Kumaras. Kumara. Kapila, Kapila. Manu, Manu. Prahlad, Janak Maharaj. Bhishma, Bali, and myself, Jamraj. We are 12 authorities, Mahajan. Devotional service is beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. There is so many religious principles, but what is the beginning and what is the ultimate?
Chanting.
Chanting is the beginning. Shivon Mukhe Jibhadu. That is, Tarmadhi Jibhavati Lavamaya Shudurmati. We have so many senses. It's very difficult to control the senses. Ear want to hear mundane sound. Eye want to see mundane things. Tongue want to eat rubbish thing and want to talk. Mundane talks. Useless talks, politics, sports. But out of all the senses, it's very difficult to control the tongue. If we get chance, always we speak something, always we speak something. If we have never seen a toss the bat of cricket, touch the bat, still I'll get chance, I'll give instruction to Tendulkar. Why you do this? Why you do this? Never have touched the bat also. Then I will give, why he try to get this, run this, that is why he run out. That is why tongue is only one business, faltu discussion. I am unable to maintain my family, control my wife also and sons also. I want to give instruction to the Prime Minister. Why, Daddy? Unable to maintain his family, control his family. He want to give instruction to the President, Prime Minister. That is why, how to control? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the simplest, easiest and most perfect way of controlling the tongue. And another way of controlling tongue, eat Krishna Prasad. Engage in two things. If you like eating, eat, first eat. If you like eating, first eat Krishna Prasad. Then, if there is no space to go enter, then still if you want to eat, then what we should do? Then you should dance, so that you go down and digest. But it's not, if you dance alone, the people will think he's mad. That better way, chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So chant and dance. Yes, that is why when you eat, just keep only some space to chant. You should eat till throat. Give some space so that air can enter the respiratory system. We can eat prasad after that. Akanta puriya kara prasad shevan. Akanta puriya. Akanta means? Till neck. Akanta. Only give some space for sarvakhan kara hari nama sankirtan. And when you digest all prasad, again eat prasad. Then eating, hitting, chanting, dancing. Three things. Bas. Life is successful. That is Jamaraj said, devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. My dear servants, who are the good as my sons? Just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamil chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. How wonderful the name of the Lord! Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reaction by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reaction. This is the only process recommended by Vedic scripture. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, still he will. Some person in the West, he heard Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he have never seen in there. So so nice. Sister, Kare Krishna, Kare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Kare Kare. Kare Ram, Kare Ram. He, so hard, nice. So Kare Krishna, Kare Krishna, Krishna. So nice. So, after few years, he meet one devotee. What are you doing? Yeah, I heard one mantra, it's so nice, Kare Krishna, Kare. This is not Kare Krishna, it's Hare Krishna. Oh, it's Hare Krishna. Oh, this. Then it's Hare Krishna. So, if somebody can improve our pronunciation, no matter. He will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offense. But one condition, don't commit offense. What will happen? Siddhaswami gives the following quotation from the scripture. Shayam Pratar Ginan Bhakta Dukkha Gramat Vimutcha. If we chant Shayam Prato, Shayam means evening, Prato in the morning, Grinan, accepting. If we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra morning and evening, Dukkha Gravat Vimuchyate, will free from all dukkha, all miseries. Shravanam Kirtanam Dhyayam Hare Adbhuta Karmana Janma Karma Gunanam Cha Tad Artha Akhilam Chishtitam. One should always chant and hear about the extraordinary, wonderful activities of the Lord. One should meditate upon these activities and one should endeavor to please the Lord. That is what should be done? This one, shloka. Tashmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagat Mangalam Anghasham Mahattamapi Kaurabhya Vidhi Vaikantiko Nishkritam. It is Siddhaswami quotes this from Bhagavatam. Puranas also he quotes Papa Kshaya Cha Bhutani Maratam Tam Aharnisham Aharnisham Dimra Day and Night. If we chant his name, we will free from all simple life. So we will see the what word meaning and after that we will try to memorize this verse. Can you lift it up? Please repeat after me what word meaning. Tasmat
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 Deaptar
Deaptar
Sankirtanam
Sankirtanam.
The congregational chanting of the holy name.
The congregational chanting of the holy name.
Vishnu
Vishnu
of Lord Vishnu.
Of Lord Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam
Jagat Mangalam.
The most auspicious
performance
within this material world.
Within this material world.
Anghasham
for sinful activities.
Mahatamapi
even though very great.
Mahatam means great. Api means even.
Kaurabhya.
O descendant of Kuru family.
O descendant of Kuru family.
Who is that?
Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj, very good. Who is saying this? Shukdu Goswami. Vidhi.
Vidhi.
Understand.
Understand.
Aikantika.
Aikantika.
The ultimate.
The ultimate.
Nishkritam,
Nishkritam.
Atonement.
Atonement.
Atonement means?
Prashchitta.
Prashchitta. Nishkritam. So please repeat after me. I will recite, you should recite three times. This shlok wants to enter in your heart. That is why you want to, this board want to come in front of you. So as you want to enter in your heart, please try to accept. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
That means, Tasmat means?
Therefore.
For that reason, we should chant Vishnu's name. Very easy. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Why? Why? Because Jagat Mangalam Anghasham. This is Jagat Mangal. It's auspicious for whole material world. And Anghasham. Anghasham means? Anghasham means? Sinful activities. Is free from sinful, is free from sinful activities and brings auspiciousness. That is why Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Why? Jagat Mangalam Anghasham. Jagat Mangalam Anghasham.
Jagat Mangalam Anghasham. Jagat Mangala Mahasham, Jagat Mangala Mahasham.
That Angasham, that scene, Mahatamapi, if it is so big, oh, Parikshit Maharaj, the descendant of Kuru dynasty, Kaurabha, Mahatamapi Kaurabha, Mahatamapi Kaurabha,
Mahatamapi Kaurabha, Mahatamapi Kaurabha, Mahatamapi Kaurabha.
It is Vidhi, Tum Jarlo. You understand that Oikantiko Nishkritam. That is the ultimate atonement. Actually, question may come, no. I'll lecture Hare Krishna, I can do some prayaschitta, I'll do that. No. This is the ultimate atonement. Ye param prayaschitta hai. Janlo, vidhi. Tum janlo. You understand thoroughly that vidhi is oikantiko nishkritam. You know that this is the ultimate atonement. Vidhi oikantiko nishkritam.
Vidhi oikantiko nishkritam. Vidhi oikantiko nishkritam. Vidhi oikantiko nishkritam.
I think everybody memorized. So we will give again another term. Tashmat. No, one line. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangala Mahasham.
Jagat Mangala Mahasham. Jagat Mangala Mahasham. Jagat Mangala Mahasham.
Mahatamapi Kaurabha.
Mahatamapi Kaurabha. Mahatamapi Kaurabha. Mahatamapi Kaurabha.
Vidhi oikantika nishkritam.
Vidhi oikantika nishkritam. Vidhi oikantika nishkritam. Vidhi oikantika nishkritam.
Turn aside. If you have written, you should close that khata. And only open your mind. That's all. Who want to recite this verse?
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam Abhash Anghasham.
Jagat Mangalam Anghasham.
Mahatam Api Kartabhyam.
Mahatam Api Kaurabha.
Mahatam
Kaurabha.
Kaurabha.
Guru Vamsha ka? Parikshit Maharaj. The descendant of Guru Ranishti. Vidhi?
Vidhi aikantiki
nishkritam.
Vidhi
aikantika nishkritam.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham.
Mahatam Api Kauravya.
Mahatam Api Kauravya.
Vidhi akantikam nishkritam.
Vidhi akantikam nishkritam. Any other?
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham.
Mahatam Api Kaurabhya.
Mahatam Api Kaurabhya.
Vidhi akantikam nishkritam.
Vidhi akantikam nishkritam. Any other? Give it a try.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam. Jagat
Mangalam Amhasham.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham.
Jagat Mangalam Amhasham. Mahatam.
Mahatam Kapi Kaurabhya.
Mahatam Api Kaurabhya.
Vidhi Arintika Nishkritam.
Vidhi Arintika Nishkritam. Are they? Wonderful. Kuru Koshish.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat. जगत हन्वितम
मंगलम
जगत मंगलम
अहंशम
जगत मंगलम अहंशम
जगत मंगलम अहंशम
महत्तम
महत्तम अपि कुर्वाशम
महत्तम अपि कुर्वाशम
विद्धि
विधि विधि
ऐकांतिक
विधि ऐकांतकम
निष्कृतम विद्या ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम और किसी को एनी अदर ऑन साइड
तस्मात् संकीर्तनम् विष्णु
तस्मात् संकीर्तनम् विष्णु
जगत मंगलम अहं हसम
जगत मंगलम अहं हसम
महता
मातामपि कौरव्यम
मातामपि कौरव्यम
विद्धि
ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम
विद्धि वेकन
ऐकांतिक
निष्कृतम
विद्धि ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम
Anybody else? It's not so easy to memorize verse within 5 minutes, but still, if we give a try, you can give a try.
Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu.
Jagat Mangalam Aham Hasam.
Jagat Mangalam Aham Hasam.
Mahatam Api Kauravya.
Mahatam Api Kauravya.
विद्धि ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम
विद्धि ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम
एनी अदर सो व्हाट इज द ट्रांसलेशन श्रुति गोस्वामी इज सेइंग टू किंग परीक्षित द चैंटिंग ऑफ होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज एबल टू अपरूट इवन द रिएक्शन ऑफ ग्रेटेस्ट सिंस Therefore, the chanting of Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Therefore, the chanting is the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activities. There is no other thing. That is the chaitanya hoche. Bharat bhumite manushya jar pahilo jar janma sarthak kari karo parupakar. Parupakar. What is the most important parupakar? Auspicious activities?
Preaching.
Distributing holy name. So, Srila Prabhupada said, please try to understand this. If you understand, so that others will take it seriously. If you don't understand, then others will not accept. So here is a, please try to understand it, this, so that others will take it seriously. Then when we understand ourselves, then others will take it seriously. If we don't understand, then how others will accept? So wonderful verse. So we are so fortunate, sir. We come, Ishkan, higher, Chetan Prabhu. Class ke time, wo thoda dheere baja sakte hain. So we are so fortunate that we got the highest thing. Now is our duty, we should understand this gift, so that other will accept it. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
So you were saying that chanting is the only cure for dukh, something like that. So to usme humne bola tha ki offense ke bina agar chanting karo to offense
Very good. It's not that only chanting is the only one thing. There are so many other processes also, but it's supreme, topmost. Other also, like if you do this, it keeps mentioned so many things. so many atonement, prayaschitta. But chanting of holy name is the topmost. Now your question, he has said, you should chant this mantra without offense. In Padma Puran, they are saying 10 types of offense. Number one is blaspheme the devotees. Who engage themselves for propagating the holy name of the Lord. In simple word, sadhu ninda. Blaspheme devotees is the first offense. Because from where we get this holy name is so good, we should chant. From where we get? Devotees. But if we chant the devotee, blaspheme the devotees, what will happen? Naturally, the holy name will not be happy with us. That means in Bengali, Guru Mara Vidya. Your guru gives some mantra, and with that mantra you want to kill that guru. So this holy name we got from the Vaishnavas, and we are not respecting the Vaishnavas. How the holy name will be happy with us? So number two, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chanting of other demigods' name is equal. That is also offense. No, it's different. Third offense, disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Fourth offense, to blaspheme the Vedic literature. Vedic literature, whatever is written in Vedic literature, everything is absolute truth. Oh, if we don't understand, it is our fault. It is not that some mystic is there, no. A class 1 student may say, 2 minus 3 is equal to what? Class 1 say, Mama, there is mystic. 2 minus 3 is 3 minus 2. Ye hona chahiye 2 minus 3 minus 3, like 2 minus 3. How it is possible? 2 minus 3? How it is possible we can deduct 3 mangoes from 2 mangoes? In his calculation, he will not understand. How it is possible? So there is no mistake in the Vedic scripture. If we don't understand, this is our shortcomings. This is our fault. Fifth offense is to consider that chanting the glories of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is imagination. Oh, phaltu bolte hain. Itna ho sakta kya? Those are thinking like this is exaggeration or imagination. No, that is also offense. Sixth offense, to give some interpretation of the holy name. Ha means this, Ri means this, that is Hari means this. No. Hari means Hari. Krishna means Krishna. Ram means Ram. So if we give interpretation, that is also offense. And seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. Oh, I know. If I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will be free from all sin. So I have no problem to commit sinful activities. I can commit sinful activities and again I will chant. Prabhupada said this is like
elephant bathing.
Breathing up an elephant. Elephant is taking so nice bath. Shower. Have you seen shower of elephant? His trunk is like a natural shower. He nicely left showering in the pond. When he come in the bank, he will take some dust and next snan with dust. First snan with water, next snan with
dust.
So, hasti snan. So, committing sinful activity according to the holy name is hasti snan. Eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas. In the Vedas offered, if you do this, you will get it. If you do this, you will get it. And if you do Hare Krishna, you will get it. No. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not like this material thing. Number 9 is instruct a faithless person about the glories of the Holy Name. Those are faithless, if we tell them, that is also offense. And 10th offense is to not have complete faith in the Holy Name. That is the 10th offense. Is all right? So, if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly, then no need of doing any other thing. It is not that if you chant, you should no need of studying. But you will get everything. No need of studying also. That's true. But still we should do that. Why?
We have not so faith.
We have not so faith. When we are able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will get everything. How? Like you are studying to become, we are studying MBA to become manager. Actually, we are studying MBA to become servant. But this son, and who will do service under only love money? So, become the son of Onila Ambani, you are getting hundreds and thousands of MBA degree. It is very difficult to become son, but you can become the daughter-in-law of Onila Ambani. Then you will get so many servants who have completed, MBA. In the same way, we will not compare Holy Name with anything. He says, if you do Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will get everything. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Challenge?
question.
A question.
My question related to the name of hymns number 9. I am not so much qualified to decide the who is faithless and who is faithful. Then how can we decide to which person we should preach?
No, you can preach, but don't explain the glory of the Holy Name. You can preach. Don't explain the glory of the Holy Name. You can say, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but don't explain, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, your court case will finish. If you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, you will get everything. That means you will be topper in a college. Actually from Hare Krishna you will get everything. But those are faithless, don't explain. But like Sharpas Sishta Jatha, Payapanam Bhujanganam Kevalam Vishabardhanam. If you give milk to a snake, his poison will increase only. That is, if you don't know, then in front of them, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He will dance with you in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then his faith will increase. If you don't know he is faithful or faithless, then do kirtan. In kirtan, everybody will participate. Then only he will come to you. Prabhu, this is very nice. What is your, in the bag, in your hand, this bag, what is inside it? Then you can explain, last evening we chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but I am unable to chant whole day. That is why in the street when I am walking, that is why I am chanting softly. Can I do this? Yes, why not? I will bring one bit back for him from Ujjain temple. In this way his faith will increase. Any other question? Okay, now we'll chant some kirtan, 5 minutes, and prasad. I think dancing kirtan will be like. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत की जगत कृष्ण प्रपात की सावेद गौर भक्त गौर के मन हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
संकीर्तन की
जय
गौर भक्तवृंद
जय
गौर भक्तवृंद
जय
गौर मनन जय